Worms, Captain of Compost, Doctor of Dirt, Old Natural Howard, and lots of other goofy names. I call him Dad. Here he is, the Dirt Doctor, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome everybody to the show. We're going to talk a little gardening, talk a little plants, pest control. There's a few things out there going on, but not too many. It's cool here in Dallas, really. Turned cool last night and got down close to being in the 30s. Beautiful gardening weather, though. It's going to be beautiful today around here, wherever you are. It's time to do something, even if you're still cold and under snow. It's time to get ready to do some gardening for the spring. We, as usual, do our In Howard's Garden, work that in as we go, take calls also, and just work everything together. The telephone number to be with me is the same as always, and it's one number from anywhere in the world. It's 1-866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. My tea this morning is what I did last week. I stumbled in something that's pretty good: lime, thyme, and apple cider vinegar. The thyme plant is an English thyme, the one that I've got in a pot that I put in there, and it's a good one. It reminds you every time I see the plant or say the name thyme that an old friend of mine who I haven't seen for a long time that is in the business of growing, wholesale growing operation of herbs, pronounces the plant thyme, and of course that's how it's spelled. But if you haven't tried that, give it a shot. It's a good tea. Lime, thyme, and apple cider vinegar. Nice clean water, of course, would be good. The website, if you want to look something up that we hit on briefly and get more detail, almost everything that we talk about here, and if it's is in the website. If it's not, let us know and we'll get it added. We're constantly adjusting and editing and adding to dirtdoctor.com. That's the website, dirtdoctor.com. On it is where you can see how to join the Organic Club of America. In fact, the red button up at the top of the page is the simplest way to find out about that, and also how to find out about donating to TORC, our nonprofit, TexasOrganicResearchCenter.org. You can donate $50 or $75 or buy that amount of my books, whichever ones you want. Certain ones I'd recommend more than others for people across the country. We'll talk about that a little bit after a while. But if you do $50, you get membership in our members area on the website, the Organic Club of America. If you do $75 or more, you get the membership, you get the seed that we have, and we've got four or five different seed that have come from my garden or Bob Webster's garden in San Antonio. And by the way, somebody asked specifically for some corms not too long ago of the garlic, the elephant garlic, the giant garlic that we have, that we got started working with Garlic Mike. And we were out, but I was rummaging around in seed that I needed to take care of one way or the other, and I found a sack full of corms. So we've got some more. I'm not sure how old they are, but it doesn't matter. They'll last for a long time, and they've been kept dry. So joining the Organic Club of America if you want some of those specific plants to start. You can request that, and we do have some now. Let's talk about our dogs, the dogs that we try to help in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And of course, we hope that you help the rescue organizations wherever you are out there. But here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, we try to help two, the Janries Jones Animal Care Center in Dallas, and then in McKinney, they've got an SPCA there. We had good luck with Starsky last week. Starsky was adopted. Ginger and Moose, though, are still waiting for homes. Their pictures are on our website. They're on dirtdoctor.com under the SPCA button right there on the homepage. This week's dog is a cutie, Javier. Javier is a 1.5-year-old white and tan Anatolian Shepherd, weighing about 63 pounds. Says he's friendly, playful, energetic. He looks like a good one, good-looking dog. Likes to play with toys, likes attention. And he is waiting for you at the Jan Reese Jones Center in Dallas. It's just west of downtown Dallas. Check out our website for details on Javier and the other dogs there. Also, the ones in McKinney that we would like to help. And great way to get a dog. Great way to get a pet. Anatolian Shepherds are really cool. If you're not familiar with them, they're big. They're big dogs, almost as big as the Great Pyrenees, and they're used a lot like the Great Pyrenees as guard dogs and helping with livestock and all. 63 pounds is a pretty small one, so I assume that this Anatolian was mixed with a smaller dog. But see the pictures on our website on dirtdoctor.com. And speaking of that, look at the mystery photograph. The mystery photograph is there for you, and if you identify it, you get a couple of things. One is you get our online school that we created some time ago. You get that free, and it's 15 chapters. Take it at your leisure, or you can take it at all at one sitting. But there are 15 tests, one after each chapter. And after you've completed all of the 15 chapters and completed the test, you have to pass by 100%, not 70. But we make it pretty easy. We cover the main points and a lot of the things that I cover in the tests in a booklet. The booklet's about 25 pages long. It's one of the things you get when you sign up, besides the video of me explaining how to do everything. But you can win one free. Just look at dirtdoctor.com, click on the button under the photograph at the top over on the right-hand side, or just sit and be patient a minute, and it'll flip to that. They change automatically if you don't click on something on the homepage. And today's mystery photograph is there for you. It is one that I have no idea whether it'd be easy or not. I don't think we had a winner the last 2 weeks. I'm not positive about that, but I didn't remember getting it on the show, and I don't think we got one soon after the show. They are, if you look at dirtdoctor.com and scroll down to Instagram, you still see those photographs there. The first one that was missed, or I didn't hear it identified, was cherry laurel, which is a very common plant, but I did a little tricky thing. I took a picture of the flowers, primarily, that weren't quite open. I think that was part of the tricky part. And then plus, I cropped out about half of the foliage of all the leaves that were in the shot. So people had a hard time. But that's just common cherry laurel in that one. And then the one we had last week, probably a little bit harder, I guess. But it's a plant that will grow all across the country that I really like, really recommend. You can use it almost like a Japanese maple. It is a maple. It's paper bark maple. It's the one that has the beautiful orange exfoliating bark and has a real telltale fuzzy buds when it gets started. And as you can see in the photograph that's there on the website, it has fuzzy stems for a while, real pretty white fuzzy stems as the new leaves are opening up. In the Dallas-Fort Worth area, there's not very many. I probably have one of the largest ones, I guess. And mine gets sun during the middle of the day. It used to get shade all day long, and we bare-rooted it and moved it to a place where it gets more sun. And I think it likes that. I think it's a plant that, for a lot of people, it will grow in partial shade, morning sun, afternoon shade, kind of like a Japanese maple, but it will adapt to full sun. You're just going to have to be a little bit careful about how you're watering it. And it, very enjoyable plant. It has beautiful, beautiful kind of, I don't know how you would explain it. I'd say puppy feet kind of leaflets on the plant, and it has beautiful dark red fall color. It's a great plant. It's called paper bark maple. And you ought to give it a try. It is Acer Grissium is the scientific name. If your local garden centers and nurseries don't have it in stock, you can order it online, and it's one that I recommend you give a try. Now, both of these situations, the mystery plant and the SPCA report, are sponsored by Espoma. And we really appreciate Espoma, a great line of organic products across the country, and they provide an organic gift fertilizer to whoever gets the winner, and they also sponsor the SPCA report. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. We'll get going with whatever we feel like right after this. Insurance? It can now with Biotone Starter Plus from Espoma. It's the ultimate starter plant food. The secret's a special blend of natural organic plant food, beneficial microbes, and that includes mycorrhizal fungi. The result? Plants grow faster, roots grow deeper, and flowers and vegetables flourish. Best of all, every Espoma product is safe for people, pets, and the planet. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. Biotone Starter Plus from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929.
What if you could be younger and stronger for longer? Many experts agree that regenerative medicine and stem cell therapy is the future of medicine and even your personal health and longevity. So if you or someone you know is suffering from chronic pain or dealing with other health challenges, then stem cell therapy just may be the solution. It's simple, safe, natural, effective, and affordable. So before you operate, before you medicate, now you can regenerate.
I shattered my elbow, was experiencing chronic pain. Nothing seemed to help. I said yes to stem cell therapy, and now I'm pain-free. Range of motion improved, and I'm able to do things I never could have imagined. I have my life back.
To see how stem cell therapy can benefit you, call now for a complimentary consultation, a $200 value. Call 800-705-6006. That's 800-705-6006.
Farms and greenhouses throughout America rely on BioSafe systems for healthier plants and better yields. You too can enjoy longer blooms and better results in your own backyard and garden with BioSafe weed control, disease control, and plant food. BioSafe Systems believes products should be effective and safe for use around pets, children, and wildlife. Our products are certified organic, so you can feel good about using them in your own backyard. Visit us online today at www.biosafe.net to learn more. BioSafe Systems, simply sustainable, always effective.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus, and BioWash. Dust, if necessary, with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
The Medina Corporation, led by the Stuart Frankie family, has been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building products for a long time.
Medina produces quality liquid and dry fertilizers and many soil amendments. Medina Soil Activator stimulates the soil biology and plant roots. And all the Medina products help all season long, whether it's landscaping, grasses, trees, herbs, or vegetables. The Medina products help you spend your money wisely, increasing production while improving the environment. All Medina products are free of toxic chemicals, including the commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus. For the proper care of your lawn and gardens, Medina is the choice. Conveniently available at many hardware, nursery, and feed stores, Medina Natural Organic Products are a Dirt Doctor recommendation. 50 years young and still environmentally friendly, it's MedinaAg.com.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed-out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. I want to thank the people at the Herd Museum in McKinney. I had a nice visit there yesterday. Showed up to just meet and greet a little bit, answer a few questions, and sign a few books, the organic manual that I did with Mother Earth News. And it was a really good plant sale. They were selling things, even though it was cold, selling plants like crazy, native plants primarily, of course. That's what the Herd Museum up there is into. And I bought a few myself that I haven't planted yet, and I'll get around to that hopefully today or tomorrow. But had a nice visit. It's a really good place. Those of you in the Dallas-Fort Worth area that have never gone there, it's a great place to see some natural planting, some natural landscaping, some of the native plants that I talk about an awful lot, almost all of them are there. They've got some really, really cool gardens and interesting things going on. So check it all out. In fact, they're still there today. I'm not sure they're going to have a whole lot of plants today, but the plant sale, if you happen to be near McKinney, is still going on, at least for some time today. And it'd be a good opportunity for you to meet some of the people, volunteers, and all that are out there. The first caller this morning, I need to go ahead and address. They didn't want to hold, but they said, and I hope they're sending me a copy of this. Apparently, there was an article on Facebook just recently about using corn meal, just regular corn meal, as a pre-emergent fertilizer. Well, I'm glad people are talking about corn meal, but we need to talk about it in the correct way. Corn meal would have very, very little pre-emergent capability. Whole ground corn meal, or the corn meal from the grocery store, which is primarily, not all of it, but primarily not whole ground corn meal. The bulk of the corn meal in the grocery stores that's used for making cornbread and various corn products is just the starchy endosperm of the corn kernel. They strip the bran and the germ off, and in a lot of cases that goes into animal feed. It's referred to in the industry as hominy, and it's not the hominy that you eat that looks like a big white corn kernel. It's a different term that's used in the industry. It's actually a better, higher quality part of the corn than what they put in regular cornmeal. But anyway, what you want for the pre-emergent quality is not cornmeal from the grocery store or from the nursery, the whole ground cornmeal. either one. Those have very little of the protein. It's the protein fraction of cornmeal that gives you, one, the nice fertilization. It's a relatively high nitrogen organic fertilizer. It's good fertilizer. But it's also what gives us this natural pre-emergent quality. So not corn meal, but corn gluten meal, if you want to have it as a pre-emergent. And it's too late to put it on the turf for most people. Maybe in the north, your summer grasses haven't germinated yet. In fact, they probably haven't in a lot of cases. And using it before at 20 pounds per 1,000 square feet before the weed seed germinate. Things like crabgrass and grass burrs and things like that, the low successional annual weeds. It works beautifully as a pre-emergent product and also a fertilizer. So it works as a natural weed and feed. Here in the Dallas area and the South in general, it can be used from this point forward, not in the turf, but in beds when you're doing a new planting. If you're doing a new landscape planting or herb bed or vegetable garden, and you have bare soil that you've prepared and you've planted new transplants, not seed, but transplants, you can use the corn gluten meal as pre-emergent herbicide as well as a fertilizer. And, for example, if you put out onion transplants or if you put out any kind of transplant, you have bare soil around those transplants or landscape plants, either one, you put the corn gluten meal on the surface of the soil, broadcast it at 10 to 20 pounds is better, per 1,000 square feet. That's 1 to 2 pounds per 100 square feet, of course. And then scratch it into the soil a little bit, water it in, then cover that with a shredded native tree trimmings mulch or shredded native cedar or hardwood bark or something like that. I don't like pine bark because it won't stay in place, and it also has natural chemicals that are exposed as it starts to break down that are not good for plant growth. Don't like cypress either. Hate rubber. Natural. We want something that's ground up natural material for the mulch. And in that situation, the corn gluten meal functions as a great fertilizer. And also, in most cases, I've had one or two people tell me it didn't work as well for them as they thought. And I'm still scratching my head about that. A timing issue, I guess. And or moisture. But for most people, 90-something percent of the time, when you put the corn gluten meal out on bare soil and then do the mulching like I'm talking about, you shut down the weed production beautifully and fertilize your crops very well. So that's the deal on cornmeal. If you want to talk about that more, we can certainly do that. Robert, hang on. I'll get you as soon as I come back from this break. We'll talk about what's going on in my garden. Got a couple of interesting things. Nellie, our tree climbing dog, she's active. She's got some new stuff going on. I'll tell you about her. We'll talk about the management of the most common thing I've got right now, bamboo and oak flowers. Talk about that right after this. Don't go away.
Gardeners, do you want to receive the best how-to videos for everything you need to know for successful food gardens and landscapes? This video course is taught with 15 chapters of instruction and includes a detailed 25-page study booklet. It's fun, easy, and covers organic gardening, landscaping, and farming. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com. That's dirtdoctor.com, and click on the certification course banner.
Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping and delicious healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast-to-coast and border-to-border. You can learn about these top-rated books by clicking on the Howard's Books button on the top of the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. That's DirtDoctor.com.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high-nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed in mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit DirtDoctor.com.
America, we've got your back for immune health this season. It seems that everyone you know has a cold or the flu. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are the number one natural therapy for boosting immune health at this time of the year. Why are probiotics so good? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, you can enhance your overall immune system. Since its origin over 30 years ago, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics has prided itself on purity in creating the certified vegetarian probiotic supplement, free of gluten, allergens, and GMOs. Natural healthy fruits and vegetables are fermented for 3 years with 12 probiotic strains to create Dr. O'Hara's trademark postbiotic metabolite blend. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself this cold and flu season. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Amazon.com, as well as Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and natural health retailers everywhere. Get them today.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to DirtDoctor.com.
Well, let's go to the phones because Robert called in early and wanted to make a guess, apparently, at our mystery photograph. Hello, Robert.
Good morning.
What's up?
Let's see. It looks like a fringe tree, and I'll guess it's Chinese fringe tree, because the leaf tips in your photo look more pointed. So is it the Chinanthus virginicus instead of rhytisus?
Well, that's a really good guess, Robert, and it's so close. I'm going to get Mary Rose to get your information. I'll get you a little prize, not the main big prize, because that's not exactly what it is, but it's very similar in appearance, especially the flowers. But it is, it's a different plant than that. It's not even the same genus. So, did you have something else for me? A question or anything?
Nope, that's it.
Okay. Let me put you back on hold. And Mary Rose, if you'll get his info, I'm going to get him a consolation prize because that's as close as you can guess without it being exactly right. That mystery photograph's right on our website on dirtdoctor.com. If you want to take a gander, at it. Telephone number 866-444-3478 if you want to call and chat with me about plants or gardening or landscaping or whatever. Back to my garden, my gardens, bringing you up to date on what I'm doing, give you maybe some tips on what you should be doing out there as well. I'm planting a lot of stuff. One of the things that's going on is the color this year, and I think it's because of in our area, a lot of rain and coolish temperatures. The fall, the cool season flowers are just spectacular. The color is so vivid. I was talking to Bob Webster about this exact thing on his show yesterday. The things like pansies and Johnny jump ups and dianthus, and especially petunias. The petunias and pansies in our garden are just spectacular. We've got some pure yellow pansies, and they're knock your eyes out and holding up very well, as are the petunias. A lot of the petunias can take hotter weather now, but we're not into hotter weather yet. We're still having this nice cool situation. The other things that are going on in Howard's garden relate to management. As I mentioned, the flowers from the oak trees. I've never seen the volume of oak flowers that we're having this year. Now, my residential garden, our place is almost an acre, and we've got quite a few different varieties. We've got oaks from Canby oak to Lacey, Burr oak. Well, I don't have Burr oak anymore. I took it out to put in Texas ash, but some of our neighbors do. We've got a lot of red oaks, and we've got live oaks, of course, and some others. And so we've had this long period of time where the different oaks are releasing their flowers. But just every tree, it's amazing. They're still coming down, clogging the koi pond. We're having to clean it out several times a day. And the swimming pool, same thing. The windy conditions, which we've had a lot of that lately too, have made that interesting as well. If you're having the same thing, and I'm sure a lot of you are, it's a wonderful material, even though it's a pain in the rear to have to keep cleaning it up. But it makes a great ingredient for the compost pile, one. Two is, if you've got any bare soil and you don't have mulch that you've made yourself from partially complete compost or something like that, it makes a good mulch, very good mulch. It locks into place and stays put, behaves itself much better than the pine bark, like I was mentioning, that I don't recommend. Also, I've just used it as instead of sphagnum moss in a hanging basket that was kind of falling apart as the barrier, you know, around the edge, and still filling in some kind of low gaps with it. So it's a useful material. Nelly, our tree climbing dog, and if you haven't seen that yet, it's on the website. Just go to dirtdoctor.com and put Nelly in the search, and it'll bring it up. Still photographs of her, and also a little video of her when she was first showing us that she could climb trees. She eats it occasionally too, but she's got a new thing that she's interested in. I've been doing my bamboo management, and the bamboo management, even when you have a forest of it, like I do, trying to encroach in the spring, it's a lot more work this year than ever before. And the reason is I'm irrigating it and I'm fertilizing it because we wanted it to grow thicker because of an erosion situation at the edge of it, where the property really drops off about 30 feet and at a really steep angle. And that's working. It's working beautifully to eliminate the erosion problem. But on the other hand, the encroachment is a little stronger this year than it's ever been. The bamboo shoots are bigger around. They're huge. We're going to have some of the biggest stalks we've ever had as a result of just, you know, actually taking care of the bamboo a little better. It's a big grass, and it loves fertilizer, loves the organic fertilizer that we use, and it loves to be irrigated. The irrigation, I simply turned the sprinkler heads around, so instead of just spraying toward the house, they're spraying 360 degrees now and watering the bamboo. So I go around, and if you've read my newsletters or heard me talk about it before, it's a pretty simple procedure of managing bamboo, keeping it from encroaching into an area where you don't want it. You very simply, I use a mattock type device, hatchet, you know, turned like a hoe, like a mattock or an adze. And I just whack down on the shoots. You have to do this on a daily basis when they're really growing, because they'll grow, if they're big like mine, they'll grow 2 feet in a day. So you chop down on the bamboo sprouts and kind of chop in a couple of angles. Find the rhizome that shoot's growing off of and make sure you sever it. And if you can sever in a couple of places, that's good. I told everybody, I think, a couple of weeks ago that the secondary growth from shoots that I took off last year were more persistent because of this fertilizing and all. And I actually have had to work on them a couple of times prior to now, prior to working on the new shoots. And I actually went down and took out some of the rhizomes, some of the runners. But generally, you don't have to take them out. You just sever them. You can sever them with a mattock like I'm using, or you can use a sharpshooter shovel, which I do a lot, and leave the rest of it in the ground, and it'll stop at that point. You have to do it again the next year. But that management works pretty well. Well, while I'm doing this, I start noticing Nelly has always liked to chew on sticks and bark and things like that, and she chews them and eats them. It's concerned us a little bit. The vets, like Dr. Dan Kirby in San Antonio, tell us that they'll get over that, that she'll get over that. I'm not sure about that. She's taught little Tater, to do the same thing. But she's changed her mind. She's decided that bamboo shoots are the most tasty thing on earth. And so the ones I chop off and don't throw over the fence, she grabs and takes off running and just loves chewing on them and eating them. Some of the big ones that are over 2 inches in diameter are her favorites, and she loves playing keep away with them. She's also now learned how to take them down before I chop them down. So she's actually helping me with the bamboo management. Let's see, what else was I going to tell you about the in-house? Oh, and a report on our tree climbing. I thought I had come up with this great solution. We bought a heavy-duty commercial trash bag, black, real thick plastic trash bag. And it was about the right size to lay on the trunk of the tree that's leaning, the one she primarily climbs. So that she'd have to go across it to get to the bark to hang on. And the first couple of times I saw her do it, she slipped and fell back down. And I said, oh, man, I'm smart. I've figured this thing out. Well, not so much. Now she's figured out that if she turns her toes, even though they are kept down now from running around on the concrete, dog running and everything, she's figured out how she can stick those nails in through the plastic and get back up in the tree. The only good news is that, and maybe she learned a little bit from her fall. She fell out from about 20 feet up. She really went way too high one day chasing birds and fell out of the tree. We haven't seen her go up that high, and she's also pretty good about being coaxed back down. It's the easiest way to do that is to suggest that she might be able to get a treat. That really does seem to work pretty well. But anyway, once again, if you haven't seen Nelly, she was our mystery dog. She's a mutt. She's part Staffordshire Terrier, Pit Bull. Not exactly the same things, but real close. Bull Mastiff, which is interesting. Rat Terrier, that's where the tree climbing probably comes from. And you can tell now with the length of her neck that she very definitely has some Great Dane in her, even though she's still less than 30 pounds. But she's growing. She eats like a little pig. Unbelievable. Sweetest dog we've ever had by far, I think. And we've had some great dogs. But she is the most destructive dog I've ever seen. When she loves to play and lick on you and you know, have the attention and everything. But the minute you're not around and she's not getting the loving attention and everything, you can tell that trouble sets in, and her eyes are looking around at what am I going to destroy next. Pillows have been one of the main targets there. We haven't quite figured out how to alter that behavior. She also does something that worries me a lot. She likes to eat electric cords. And obviously that's destructive. In fact, somebody sent me a propagation setup that is adjustable and all. And I was going to do some propagation and everything. And right after I got it, I left it in the dog run area. I didn't even open it. It still had the plastic tape on it, and the electrical connections and all were in a box. Well, she opened it. She opened the cardboard, got the electrical lines out, and destroyed them. She's also done it on some chargers on my electric blowers and saws. Luckily, I have more than I've got two or three, so I'm not out of business on those. But the worry, and I talked to Bob Webster and Dan Kirby about this, my worry is, what if she does that inside on a cord that's, you know, that's hot? And apparently what Dan says, and he runs into it a lot, especially at Christmas, you know, when you have additional lines out, that he doesn't see dogs kill themselves, but they can get burned pretty bad. A little more on that when I come back. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. I'll be back with you right after this.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics has a new look. Our bright green box is now bigger and features colorful fruits and vegetables to remind everyone of the healthy ingredients inside that are fermented for over 3 years, producing Dr. O'Hara's world-famous postbiotic metabolites. No other probiotic on the market today has our trademark postbiotics, which are the hallmark of restorative digestive well-being. A pioneer for over 30 years, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics understands that the rapidly growing probiotic market can be confusing. For this reason, we are proud to introduce another aspect on our new box, which features comprehensive and detailed product information. This will help you make an informed purchasing decision based on facts. Our box may be new, but inside is the same trusted probiotic formula that consumers worldwide have depended on for improved digestion for over 30 years, free of gluten, dairy, allergens, and GMOs. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics are available at natural health retailers everywhere or on Amazon.com.
Ladybug, a new Earth natural product, provides high-quality compost, granular and liquid organic fertilizers, mulches, soil amendments, and nutrient-rich magic sand. All Ladybug products start with the finest all-natural raw materials and have dependable consistency. Ask for Ladybug at garden centers, farm stores, hardware stores, Whole Foods, and other quality retailers. To find a store and for more information, visit ladybugbrand.com.
Unibest International has a great new soil testing kit for home gardeners, agriculture and greenhouse producers, turf managers, and landscape contractors. Tests determine what fertilizer nutrients are needed and provide easy-to-understand fertilizer recommendations tailored to your site that will improve production and quality. For more information or to order your ready-to-use professional-grade soil test kit, call 877-535-2479 or go to unibestinc.com. That's 877-535-2479.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Ah, the pursuit of anti-aging. We diet, exercise, use the latest moisturizers, but did you know that dietary supplements can make a huge difference too? Our body's master antioxidant, glutathione, plays a significant role in the anti-aging process by helping to keep our strands of DNA healthy. At the end of our DNA strands are telomeres, little caps that protect our DNA and chromosomes. Over time, these caps can become frayed and cell aging accelerates. Anti-aging studies suggest that by boosting our body's glutathione levels, we can reduce telomere shortening and help protect our DNA. But since our glutathione levels decrease as we age, we need some help. RegActive is a revolutionary and remarkable supplement that is transforming the future of anti-aging health and wellness. RegActive features ME3, which has over 20 years of research and is proven to naturally stimulate and produce glutathione in our body, helping to support our cellular and anti-aging health. RegActive is available on Amazon.com. That's REG-ACTIV.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water? Maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically: 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice Monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. A lot of questions still about fertilizing and pre-emergence and weeds and all that kind of thing. So let's go through that for just a little bit here. One of the nice things, there's all kinds of nice features about organic fertilizer versus the stuff that I don't recommend. And for those of you that are new listeners, the stuff I don't recommend are the most common fertilizers that you run into when you go into big stores, what hits you right in the face when you walk in. High nitrogen, synthetic fertilizers, which are basically bags full of salt. They do make plants green and grow, at least on a temporary basis if you don't overuse them and all, but they just have all kinds of problems. So what we don't recommend are high nitrogen products. We especially don't recommend nitrogen only products like some people recommend, some universities recommend. We recommend products that are truly complete, truly balanced, and they can't be complete and balanced, even though the synthetic people throw those terms around, unless they have carbon in them, unless they have organic matter of some kind. Carbon is one of the most important pieces of the puzzle. Building the carbon in the soil, protecting the carbon in the soil is an extremely important piece of the puzzle. Well, organic fertilizers have carbon. Synthetic fertilizers don't. The urea that's in some synthetic fertilizers has a little bit of carbon, but not nearly enough. So the synthetic fertilizers, when they go out, actually cause the carbon to go away. Thus, the microbial activity goes downhill and all kinds of things happen. Those of you that are in cool climates can still do, as I mentioned earlier, the pre-emergent, the corn gluten meal. But if your weeds have already germinated, which in the south, we're in zone 8 here in Dallas-Fort Worth area, there south, the weeds have already germinated. So a pre-emergent in the turf is not going to do you any good at all. There is an organic weed control that's great. It's called AgriLawn, A-G-R-A-L-A-W-N, AgriLawn. And if you dust it out in a fine way, and we talked about it on the show last week, it's the hardest part about that product, and the owner and I have even talked about it, is putting it out, dusting the product out in a fine enough way after you've wet the turf area down for it to work at its best. So putting in cheesecloth, we talked about building a box with a cheesecloth on the bottom, or just walking around with a bag of cheesecloth and dusting it out after you have wet the turf. It works to kill weeds, broadleaf weeds and grassy weeds, and doesn't hurt the turf, the summer grasses. So that's one that you need to look at. If it's not in your stores, you can order mail order, and it's a good product. Also, just mowing and leaving the clippings on the ground will help you with the weeds quite a bit. Now, the pre-emergent things, toxic pre-emergent products, you know, we don't recommend, period. They're toxic, and we don't recommend them at all. Plus the fact it's too late to use them too. You know, you have to have the same timing on the corn gluten meal, the natural stuff that we recommend, as you do on the synthetic products. So if the weeds that you're trying to control are already there and growing, the only thing you can do is spot spray with vinegar or fatty acid products, or use the product called AgriLawn, which is the only selective organic product that is out there. On insect control, a lot of people are, well, insects and diseases both. People are asking me, and I'm seeing brown patch and St. Augustine grass. I'm seeing the precursors, the beginning of take-all patch. There are some June bugs flying around. There's various kinds of things that may or may not be a big problem. But for everybody listening, I recommend what I just did myself. We had a tick on Nelly. And so I thought, oops, I better get the beneficial nematodes out like I recommend to everybody else. So this is the time of the year, if you haven't done it yet, where you put out beneficial nematodes. You order a mail order from the insectaries. We have a list of ones that we know about and recommend on dirtdoctor.com. They go out according to the label directions. The companies, the insectaries that sell beneficial nematodes will help you. Their websites will help you, and you can talk to people about how many you need for the size property that you have. And the beneficial nematodes help you with the ticks, eliminate fleas completely, will help you with the June bugs, the grub worms that might be in the ground now and or later, termites, and various other pests that have at least one of their life cycles in the ground, which means almost all pests, you can get help from the beneficial nematodes. Then if caterpillars have been a problem on your, if you had green worms on your leafy vegetables, if you've had tent caterpillars or sod web worms or webworms, forest tent caterpillars, or webworms in the trees, in pecans, the pecan case bearer. What you need to do in addition to beneficial nematodes is put out trichogramma wasps. Trichogramma wasps are basically microscopic. You can see them if you look really, really closely when you get the package. You can see these little tiny black dots of the adults that have emerged, hatched from the eggs, but they're basically microscopic. They don't sting. They don't cause any problems. You release them by simply putting out the little cards or strips that have the moth eggs on them. It looks like sandpaper that release the wasp. More on this when I come back. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor.